August 31, 1975 to the dear brother in the Lord, Klaus Holland, with your dear wife Thelma, and children. May the grace and peace of our Heavenly Father, and of our Savior Lord Jesus be with you and us till we reach our heavenly home. Amen. Many thanks to you, dear brother, for translating Thoralf Jensen's letter, and also for your welcome letter. It is good to hear from friends whose hearts are still open and receptive after the knowledge of our trip to Europe has become known. It has never been my desire or intention to ever go to Europe, and financially I am not fixed, so I would be able. So many have made the trip to Europe, but it seems as though it has just a pleasure trip, according to what they have related about it on their return. The collection of letters and writings that Lori Koistinen of Finland has been sending to America, which also are called August to Saxon's literature, and the correspondence with him decided us that a trip to Europe was imperative. So we could see and experience for ourselves just how the matters concern in Christianity. Many in this country have received these writings, but since they are so enchanted with the present-day rule, they destroyed them as heretical writings. One collection of writings addressed to the family of Arthur Nescott to a home address which was about 30 years old finally came to us, which seems to me and us a miracle. But to the Almighty God nothing is impossible, though man tries to hide things and burn with fire all evidence. Truth will eventually come out and God will lead, if man will submit under his mighty hand. It just makes us wonder at how successful the cover-up has been concerning the confusion in Swedish Lapland and the little group of true believers there. To us that are just coming into the daylight of what is today in Europe, it seems as the things have happened overnight or suddenly, but the writings show us that it is over a dozen years ago that the final separation came about, and that the matters have been brewing for around 20 years before that, or even more, as some in Finland say that these matters have their roots as far back as 1927. Those that have held fast to the teachings of the original doctrine of Christianity here in America, and have not accepted the new Christianity or new teachings, those we can be sure that they have went to their death in a blessed state, but we who remain must make a choice, and God will make known to everyone who diligently seeks the salvation of his soul. It is true, like you say, that this is a serious and a weighty matter, for there is nothing less in question, and the salvation of souls. You ask about our trip to Europe, how we found the people to be and who we met. It is hard to put down in writing all things from there, but I will try to tell of the most important things, especially concerning the deceased elder Augustus Saxon, who was left with many in loving and longing memory, of whom you also cherish in loving memory. A good testimony of his departure from this life was left, which is quite different from what we have heard in this country over the years. We have a memoriam written by Sten Johansson of August Isaacson, which is in Finnish language. My wife has translated it into English, and we will make copies of it later. Levi Alvgren Buttas and Sten Johansson were with August Isaacson at the time of the separation, besides many older understanding Christians. They say that about 40 have passed away from amongst them since the separation, which number means so much more when we consider it alongside of the number of people at the Svapavera St. John's meetings, where we were, which was about 75 people, and many of them were from Finland. So it is only a small flock compared to the large group. The communities of Kiruna, Svapavera, Vitonji, Jelavera, Parakut, Tahuhasharvi, and others are close to one the other according to the American idea of distance, and Christians of both groups living in the same localities. So it is so strange that American visitors to Europe have, according to my knowledge, never brought any news or salutations from this little group over the years. My father and mother made a trip to Europe in 1948, and my father tells of August Isaacson that their understandings of Christianity were the same. After getting to know the people, hearing them talk about matters, and reading the writings pertaining to the matter, I do not doubt that they have tried to make a peaceful settlement of the matters. I do not know of any other way for us than that we can make our choice which is set before us. We did make a trip there to confirm our choice, though the writings and correspondence with them were already so convincing. We knew what we have in this country, and those who have been sent here, but we didn't know those people of the little group in Europe. There is still the opportunity, if one has the means, to go and see for oneself, for it is a weighty decision to make. It's easier for those that are able to see the terrible iniquity that is ruling under the guise of meekness, The devil becomes furious when he is discovered, and so we have experienced it over the years by oppression and persecution even up to now. Though outwardly or on the surface it may have appeared peaceful and calm, but nevertheless inwardly, and in our own individual and personal lives we have continued to remain with the teachings, as we have been taught, and, as we can read from the written word of God, in the Bible, in lay state as his sermons and letters of the former elders. So with this foundation of faith we have been prepared to meet the day, when a parting of the way would be made manifest. Which separation was inevitable for the oppression that we were under continued to increase year after year so that it seemed to be unbearable, and that it cannot last much longer. God has answered our prayer while under trials, that we can marvel at his ways, in bringing this about so that we can have a mother congregation in Swedish Lapland, from where the great tree of living Christianity has begun to grow in the time of this visitation. So we do not have to be alone, or a little forest flock that has gone off on their own, as we have so often been accused. We can be of good refuge now, for the lap of the mother is warm, and she takes care of her children, though a great distance separates us. The care that she takes over us is evident especially in the letter that you should be getting a copy of, which is the answer to the letter written at St. John's meeting at Calumet 1975, and which letter was written at Kiruna, Sweden in August 1975. This is now September 7th, so we'll continue. The people we met there and kept company with were simple and true-hearted Christians, and whose main concern was that the Christianity would remain pure, that the boundary between living Christianity and dead Christianity would remain as the former elders and teachers have established them, beginning with lay status and through the last elders up to Victor Bjorkman, and I would say even August Isaacson, to whom I have heard that Victor Bjorkman turned the helm of Christianity at his death. The present-day leaders of this little group are the disciples of August Isaacson. In conversation, discussion, and in their life it did feel good to be with them, for in heart, mind, and spirit we were one. The simplicity and freedom was the same as I remember from my childhood or the days of my youth. I would have wished to remain there in their midst the rest of my days. I was apprehensive about a return to America. But the Almighty God has been with us in the war that has broken out, so that a separation has been effected quite peaceable, and we have our freedom to worship God in a faith we are assured that there is salvation for our soul. Our numbers are not many, as the intellect wants to take an account, but each one represents the great price our Redeemer and our Savior has paid, so that we can believe ourselves to be the most fortunate people on this sin-cursed earth. Some weep and lament over us. To them we must say, as our Lord and Master said to the women that wept over him, "Weep not for me, but rather weep for yourselves and your children," etc. All the places in the Holy Scriptures will be fulfilled concerning God's own people. It cannot be otherwise if we want to be true children of God and heirs of heaven. I have tried somewhat to answer some of your questions that you asked. I do not have a gift to bring forth a multitude of words in conversation or in writing to convince another, but all I can say is, like a little Lapman told us while there, that he was not able to relate or explain the matters as they are written in the writings and letters, but he wanted to tell us that these things are true as they are written, which he repeated so we would understand. Time running out swiftly. Who knows how long the world will yet stand? We have the opportunity to choose and seek for ourselves today, but who knows what is before us tomorrow? God extends the arm of his salvation to man for a time, but not forever, for man is flesh. So we must hasten to meet the bridegroom, as wise virgins, for to the foolish virgins the doors of the great wedding hall were closed forever. We'll close with a wish that you could also see where things have gone amiss, and also the true significance of them and of its importance to our soul's salvation. Many heartfelt salutations from us, few from me, my wife and children, to you, your wife and children, and to whomever will receive our salutations. For, as the word of God says, to greet the house with the peace of God, and where it is accepted it will abide, and where it is not accepted it will return. Pray for us. Least brother in the Lord, Melvin with Linda and children,